Hey, do you want to live longer? Well, maybe you'd like to increase your well-being. If the answer to either of these questions is yes, then keep listening because a new study has backed up some previous studies of one easy thing to do that can extend your life: live music. That's right. Just simply attend a concert every fortnight and maybe you can find your whole life being a whole lot better. To discuss this, we have the very knowledgeable source of how to increase well-being, Alex Chilios from The Big Smoke. Hello, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us here at 2SER.
Thanks so much.
If I ever want to know the best way to be happier and increase my well-being, I turn to you.
Oh, I'm the perfect example of somebody who's hoping everybody else has a greater sense of well-being.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, the way people try to increase their sense of well-being. So for some people, it's all about going and doing yoga. And researchers have found that yoga can increase your sense of well-being by 15%.
15%?
If you're a bit more like me, you'll go walk a dog.
Yeah.
It will increase your well-being by 7%.
Right.
But if you're a bit more like you.
Yes.
Who loves going to gigs,
mm-hmm.
you kind of win.
Really? I win.
Yeah, you win because the increase of sense of well-being, according to the study, is 21% if you're a regular gig attender.
Now, how do you measure well-being? Because I can't quite work out what you can say well-being is measured by. Like, how do you say what percentage it can increase by when you can get no measurement?
So normally the way these studies occur is it's really about trying to understand your heart rate. And so it's all about psychometric testing.
Mm.
And all of that can help in terms of the study, find out if you've got a feeling of closeness to others, if you're feeling mentally stimulated, and if you're feeling a great sense of self-worth. So all of those things combined is what puts you up or increases you on the scale of well-being, I guess.
The magical
they also
well-being.
Found that it can increase your lifespan by 9 years.
What? 9 years. Okay, 9 years. So I was going to live to 75, just, you know, on average. If I go to as many gigs as I go to, sometimes I go to 2 a week, maybe I can rack up 10 extra years. There we go. I'm living.
Well, it's interesting you say that because the study found that there was a correlation between going to a gig every 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
That could help with the 9 years. So you cut probably like doing 20 years now.
Well, 20 years.
You're going to live a long time.
But
you're not going to be able to hear anything because you've gone to too many concerts, but at least you'll be living a long time.
Well, this is the thing I was wondering. I wonder if there's like a borderline where if you go to too many gigs, it's actually going the other way and you're like, well, you're exposed to a lot more germs because you're going to these gigs.
Yes, true.
You're hearing, of course, like you mentioned. Maybe your limbs are going to get a little bit more squashed or, you know, hurt because you're jumping around a little bit. So, yeah, I wonder if it's like a borderline. So maybe one every 2 weeks is like the sweet spot.
So maybe if you don't stage dive.
I've never stage dived. Can you believe it?
Even Beyonce has stage dived. What are you talking about?
What? I don't know. I've just never done it. Like, it always seems like pretty dangerous to me.
I would be too scared that people wouldn't catch. I actually, about 14 years of age, actually went to a concert. And I'll never forget this.
Yeah.
This really lovely guy that I knew actually got up on stage, but he was a big guy. And he got up on the stage and he went to stage dive and the whole audience just parted.
Oh, no. See, that's my fear, is that
that's
I'm going to get dropped.
That's the worst, and I saw it happen.
Oh, see, I bet you he's never done it again. He's just like, that's my one stage dive in my life. I screwed it up. It's all over.
But it does show that these sort of activities that we do as humans, it really does increase and impact how we, I guess, enjoy the world. Because a lot of the reasons why these studies have found that it does increase our sense of well-being is that link between other humans. So it's that mental stimulation, but it's also that closeness of being around other people. So that really does help you in terms of living a longer life, according to the research. I don't know what I'm going to do because I couldn't think of anything worse than going to gigs all the time.
Really?
Yeah, too loud, too noisy, like too many people sweaty near me. It's not my thing. So I feel like I'm okay, though, if that just means I don't live 9 years longer than everyone else.
Well, maybe you're walking the dog and getting your, was it 9% or 15%?
My 7%.
7% extra well-being.
Increased well-being.
I'm sure walking the dog is going to increase your life as well. So you just maybe 6 years.
I still get there. Well, then I was also thinking, you know how ABBA announced their world tour, but it's going to be via hologram?
Oh, no. Yeah.
So if I'm sitting in my living room watching ABBA live via hologram, does that count?
Yeah, actually, not in your living room, because isn't the whole point you get surrounded with, like, people, other people?
But don't they get some fringe? I mean, the fact that I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we need more research to be done for people like me.
Maybe. Maybe that'll be a whole new field of research talking about hologram concerts, which is going to be a big
hologram
thing.
Hologram concerts for recluse.
Have you heard about, I mean, this is another whole subject one day, but where they're actually going to bring out this technology where it's like basically VR and you put goggles on and you immerse yourself in a crowd watching a concert through your goggles. I reckon it's a pretty cool idea.
But question, if you had the technology to do that, why would you do it being in the crowd? Why wouldn't you do it being on the side of the stage or even backstage?
Oh, because nothing's better than being in the front where the band or the artist are focusing. They're looking at you in front of you. They're not looking at the side. And the sound's
always...
People
love the crowd.
Yeah, and the sound's always crappy on the side. You get to see them jumping around, but they're not looking at you. They're looking out at the crowd. Oh, I don't know. That's why I think. You'd want to be like right at the front. Front and center.
I want to be backstage.
Really?
Not having to sit in the crowd.
Oh, Alex. Who actually did this study? Like, are they actually get some credibility?
Yeah, so it came from what is called O2, which is a company that is a music event company, but also Goldsmiths University. So it is about behavioral science. So it's a link between the regularity of going to gigs, but also behavioral science and how we as humans experience life together. And so then they did, as I mentioned, they did the psychometric testing across the different people. But just in terms of the 21% increase in feelings of well-being, the research found that link after people were just in the gig for 20 minutes. So it wasn't like they were there for days and a week later. It was actually real time, in the moment, they were feeling better already.
Well, that's good to know. I'm very excited because, yes, I go to one or two gigs a week and I always look forward to the next one. So I'm always feeling good. So I'll be taking that to the grave with me.
Yeah.
Which will be longer than
doing life right.
He's hoping. Alex, thanks for joining us on 2SER. I always like to find out how I can increase my well-being in any way possible.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
See you later. That was Alex Chilios right there. You'll know her from The Big Smoke. She also jumps around heaps of different stations and talks about all different things every week. Very, very knowledgeable about well-being.